Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm getting hungry. We got Thanksgiving coming up in a few days. And every Tuesday, we talk food with CT Food Girly. But guess what? She is not on the phone today. Alex, CT Food Girly, who you know from Instagram too, she's here in studio. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you for having me, guys.
What do you think of our studio here?
I love it. I'm in awe.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
It's awesome. It's so great to have you.
This is such a treat. I love this.
So it's a perfect time to do it, too. Thanksgiving. It's like, you know, when friends and family come together at Thanksgiving.
Gathering. Yeah, we're gathering here.
So the way we're going to do this, so you always do your list every week, but the second break that we're going to do in a couple minutes is our Battle of the Sides, Jenna and I's battle. So last year we did stuffing. This year we're doing boxed mac and cheese.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you're going to be our celebrity judge.
Okay.
All right. So first, let's get to your list. What do you have for us this week?
Yes. So hosting Thanksgiving can be a rewarding but sometimes stressful task. So I have some tips to help you have a smooth and memorable holiday. Big thing, number one, plan ahead. Plan out what needs to be done and when. This includes the grocery shopping, the cooking, setting up the dining space, any other tasks like cleaning or decorating. Do some menu planning as well. Decide on the dishes you're going to serve well in advance. And then delegate. Thanksgiving doesn't have to fall on one person. If guests do offer to bring something, definitely let them.
Oh, I like that. That's a good reminder. Let people do things.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a task? Do you have like a job you have to do?
I'm the table setter.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I'm responsible for bringing the baby. That's the only thing I'm doing this
year. Entertainment.
And I make my family Begley Chex Mix. Ooh. I do that the night before Thanksgiving. So tomorrow night, I'm going to be making that.
Nice.
Second one is always prep in advance. And as we know, many Thanksgiving dishes like casseroles or pies can be made a day or two in advance. Some parts of the turkey, like brining or seasoning, can also be done a day ahead. My favorite thing to set up every year, like I said, is the table. I do it early. It avoids a lot of stress that day of.
Yeah, because you don't want to be running around trying to set that table when all the guests are coming in. Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Timing really is everything. Since many dishes can take different amounts of time, prioritize those that can be reheated. You can try to stagger the cooking times for the oven to ensure that everything is ready at once. Really try to use the stovetop and the oven efficiently. If your oven's busy, try to cook some side dishes on the stovetop or in your slow cookers.
That's a good idea, like kind of planning, okay, this is going to go in the oven first, and now should I put the turkey in last? Mm-hmm. Or
Turkey first, right?
Oh,
right
in
the morning. Yeah, 5 in the morning. Yeah. Oh.
This is why I'm not in charge of the turkey.
This is why I bring the baby.
I feel like everyone has a plan until like 10 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning, and you're like, oh no, the plan's out the window now.
Yeah, true, yeah.
I get glued to the TV to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm like, oops, sorry. Quick break. Last is have a plan for those leftovers. If you don't want leftovers crowding your fridge, I know my mom hates that, use containers to store that food in individual portions. A little tip I do is I go to the dollar store, I get cheaper Tupperware for everyone to take home, and I never want it back. Cape it.
You know what I saw? You know the disposable cupcake tins that you can like bake in, and then they're aluminum, right? I saw people using that to kind of section off your leftover, so you could have a little cupcake tin full of like the stuffing and the cranberry sauce. And
that's
That's a good idea for like instead of the Tupperware, maybe. So I might,
smart.
But will it put it in the oven?
Yeah.
It's true. You can reheat it in the oven. But will it be weird if I bring it to the Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, you bring your own?
I didn't cook anything, but
I'm ready to take the to go.
Let's portion it all off. I don't think I'll do it.
So good. All right, coming up next, when we come back, we are going to do our Battle of the Sides. Alex, CT Food Girly, she is going to judge our elevated boxed mac and cheese.
My palms are sweaty.
Now, Alex, Jenna won last year. She beat me with the stuffing.
I did. It was inspired by the cravings I had at the time.
Okay.
So I think my baby won last year.
All right, when we come back, we're going to see who wins this time. Alex is going to do the taste testing. It's Kevin and Jenna, Star 89.9. We're here with CT Food Girly. This is very exciting. It's year two of Battle of the Sides between Jenna and myself, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. And this year, we went all out. We have a special celebrity judge in studio, Alex CT Food Girly.
Yes!
Hey, Alex.
Woo-hoo, I am in the house.
Make sure you follow Alex on Instagram, at CT Food Girly. We talk to her every Tuesday, usually on the phone, but it's exciting to have you here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you in studio.
I'm happy to be here.
We're happy that you're judging this, because if it were just up to Kevin and I don't know, I feel like we'd pick ourselves, and that doesn't count.
Exactly. So the challenge this year, it's always a boxed food that we have to elevate. Mm. So last year we did stuffing. This mm-hmm. year it's boxed mac and cheese. So you don't know whose is whose. They're right there in front of you. But we need you to try each one. And then we came up with a list of the different things that you're going to basically judge it on.
Yeah. So Alex, what are you judging us on today?
I think I'm going to do smell first, presentation, texture, and taste.
Okay.
I thought I
would be able to pick whose was whose by your personalities, by first seeing them.
Yeah.
And now I don't know whose is whose.
Perfect. That's what we want.
So good.
This is going to be very fair.
Okay. So the first one is what? Smell?
Smell is first.
Okay. So you got the first one. We're going to say that's number one, the one you have in your hand.
This looks phenomenal. It smells amazing.
Nice.
Bacon on top is great. And the nuts? Cheez-Its. I love a baked Cheez-It.
Nice. All right, great. Right,
those smell amazing.
It's elevated box mix, and we hear Cheez-Its.
We got some Cheez-Its going on. We got some bacon going on.
Talk about mac and cheese.
Okay, what's the second?
Second is presentation. I have it in my head which one I like more.
Okay, great. And third one?
Texture.
Texture. So I guess you got to taste it, right?
I'm going with
right.
this one
so
first.
Alex is going for number one. See, she's taking a bite right now. I feel like we're on the Food Network.
I do too.
Where's Gordon Ramsay and Bobby Flay?
Ooh, this has a good crisp on the top, though.
Nice.
Now, is that important for mac and cheese?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any flavors that you're tasting?
Cheese.
Okay.
Maybe I have to nibble the bacon.
Always go for the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the bacon's the best, right?
Better together.
Okay.
Really good. Good texture on that one.
All right, so here's number two. She's grabbing number two right now.
So we're going in for texture. Now, that one looks like it's got some great texture going on.
I like that crumble on top from the Cheez-It.
Let's see.
Is there a little bacon in that, too?
I think we might have double bacon going on here.
We both use bacon.
We each use bacon.
You guys are hanging out together too much.
Right. Doing the show every day.
That was really good on the texture.
Okay.
Nice. I'm loving that flavor pop. And last one is taste.
So let's start with number one, the first one you tasted.
I love the smell. I would say that one won on smell.
Okay.
Okay.
And presentation. But texture and taste is the Cheez-It one.
Okay.
Okay, so we get a little bit of a toss-up right there.
Yeah, a toss-up.
So if you were to bring one, let's do this. If you were to bring one of these to your family Thanksgiving, you have to bring one of them. Okay. Which one would you bring to your family?
Oh, my family's tough. I think I'm going with number one, with the bacon strip on top.
That one's going to your family Thanksgiving.
That's going to my Italian family Thanksgiving.
Congratulations, Jenna, the reigning champ. The reigning champion, Jenna, wins again.
What?
Battle of the Sides, year two. Jenna is the champ.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Jenna, describe to us real quick what went into your recipe.
So Alex, especially for you, I made a butternut squash mac and cheese.
Okay.
I started with the Annie's box mac and cheese, but I went deluxe. it has roasted pumpkin seeds sprinkled on top for texture.
And color.
Yes. And I also topped it with a nice bacon garnish, because you need bacon on every single thing.
Nice.
The cheeses I used, Parmesan. And I also used, what was the other cheese? Oh, and I used Mott's, because I saw that Mott's gives you like a good cheese pool. And I was like, we want a cheese pool, right?
Yeah.
So
you had a really good texture with it, too.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Now for the runner-up, number two, 2 years in a row. Runner-up Kev over here.
Oh, Kevin.
So I made mac and cheese it. Mac and cheese
Clever.
It. So it was it's bacon, obviously. Yeah, you tasted the bacon. It's Colby Jack cheese, cheddar cheese, sharp cheddar, the cheese mix from the mac and cheese, the powder mix, and it's all mixed together with bacon, and then it's crushed pepper jack Cheez-Its as the crust on top, with the Cheez-It on top too, as the garnish.
That crust is so good.
Came out good, right? My daughter's actually crushed it.
Oh, see, so they had a little bit of affair.
That was my favorite part. So kudos to the daughter.
That's so good. Why? I'm like very gassed. My head is so big right now. Why? You're taking mine to your family, and I'm just like, I feel so validated. This is amazing.
She has a whole tray out there in the kitchen. So if you really want to take it to your family,
please take it. Take the whole thing.
All right, CT Food Girlie, thank you so much for judging our year two of Battle of the Sides.
Thank you, guys.
And have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Congrats, Jenna.
Thank you, Kevin. I won again!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.